It was the month of May in the year of our Lord, 2020. In the midst of a global pandemic, three best friends of over one score were on their weekly Zoom to maintain sanity call when someone had the brilliant idea to click the record button. What follows is the historic chronicle of three people desperately maintaining a minimal degree of sanity. Fueled by a love for pop culture and various fermented liquids, Dan, Neil, and myself, Reed, are on a quest to achieve the maximum level of irreverence. Despite what it sounds like, Three Guys Top Fives, The Irreverent Draft Experience, is a podcast for adults by adults. Its contents are vulgar, raunchy, and at times, barely coherent. At best, it is fully intended for entertainment purposes.
Hey, so today the Oscar nominations came out, and Joe fucking Maurer from St. Paul, Minnesota,
was nominated for best film, but he did get best supporting actress.
He got a song nomination.
Best supporting film act. Best supporting
film. He was nominated for Barbie. He's Ken. I mean, look at
him. Non-English language film. Yeah.
Where, what, all right, this is the, all right, straw poll, which of the Best Picture nominees would Joe Maurer have fit best in?
I'm saying Barbie.
Oppenheimer? Yeah. Oppenheimer? Yeah. I think he's a Ken.
I think he's a Parasite. he's definitely Braveheart.
Reed, you're 3 years late, but I'm going to allow it. Yeah, that's 15 years, 20, 30 years too late. But I'll allow all of them. Joe
he's
Maurer.
Definitely Forrest Gump.
Joe Maurer would be a really good Forrest Gump.
Joe Maurer would be a great Forrest Gump.
Pulp Fiction.
He'd be a Rain Man.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, he's like, just dance and dance good, you know?
Hey, you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France, eh?
No, I don't know, but I know what they call it in Minneapolis.
You shot Marv fucking head off.
Three guys just making lists. Three guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives.
You won, but also I won.
Hey, listen, if you want to have a good burger, you don't go to McDonald's. You go down the road to Billy's Willy Shack and you get yourself, yeah, Billy's Willy Shack, yes, and you ask for the Big Willy. You ask for the Big Willy, okay?
Yeah.
And they're gonna ask if you want it all the way, and you're gonna want it all the way. But don't worry, you don't taste the pickles too much because there's a lot of onions on that, and you're gonna get some bacon too. And it's the good back bacon. It's not none of the breakfast bacon. It's none of the breakfast patty bacon.
I don't think Joe Maurer talks that much.
No,
he seems pretty like tight-lipped.
They just never let him talk to the media because that's what he was going to sound like. And
yeah,
like,
he would just keep going.
Just
yeah.
He'd keep like a good old Minnesotan. They fix my face with skin from my butt.
I can. If anybody could have been a Minnesota twin, who else were you going to get other than fucking Joe Maurer?
Mr. Twin.
He is. It made me really happy today.
He's Mr. Twin. And Todd Helton, too. I'm happy for Todd Helton.
Yeah, both players who played for one team their whole career.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope. And Adrian Beltre. I mean, that guy was a beast, like 100%.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Yeah, oftentimes he would, on road trips, they would hide him because the local villagers would come after him with pitchforks and torches. He's such a monster.
Have you seen all the clips where Adrian Beltre does not like the top of his head being touched?
Yes, I love that so much.
Everyone would always fuck with him, and he gets so mad, but he's such a good sport. And then, like, how many positions did he play? He played third base and, like, everywhere, and then just, like, hit the shit out of the ball. So fun.
Yeah.
It was a good day. So, Reed, did you see my list of Oscar-nominated Best Pictures that I think in the order of which you'd enjoy them?
Yeah, I laughed at that. I was like, I think I want to watch it in reverse order.
You won't get through it if you watch it in reverse order, I don't think. I don't think you'll make it. I literally did tailor it to, like, you saw the holdovers, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, that's a Reed movie.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was totally fantastic. Reed. It was such a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
I disagree with Maestro being last. I think Reed would like Maestro.
Yeah, that's a total fair. I dropped it last because I was like, I literally wouldn't know where to put it above the other movies. And I haven't seen three of them, so.
Hey, I was going to say.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest, or.
I think Oppenheimer's higher, too. Reed's a Nolan guy, aren't you, Reed?
I do like Nolan, and I also like biopics. I like history.
Yeah, so where did I put it? I thought I put it pretty high.
Yeah,
it's middle of the road, I think.
Eight.
Oh, I put it way too low. Sorry, that's my bad.
Eight and ten. I would put Oppenheimer probably two for Reed.
I would put it below Past Lives because I think Reed's going to love Past Lives.
I would put Maestro at four.
Okay. All right. Well, Reed, it's up to you to tell us what you think.
Publish your list, and then we'll see. I'll decide how I'm going to do this.
I've seen all the same movies that Neil has, except for Past Lives, and he's seen all the movies that I've seen, except for Oppenheimer.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm saving Oppenheimer for a rainy day just to watch our good friend David Krumholtz.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. Save it for the night of March 19th.
That's the thing. It's just like it's 3 hours long. It's just like I know
it's
like
so
being
quick,
at home.
Though.
No, I'm not saying that's. I had to literally plan a whole afternoon to go see Killers of the Flower Moon because it's like I'm gonna have to drive there and then there's 40 minutes of previews. Yep. And then, you know, it's like, it's literally a whole afternoon. So I just need to make sure I have three uninterrupted hours.
Uninterrupted hours.
It's an event.
It's an event.
So
it's an event.
I'm very excited. We have two brothers on our hockey team.
No, you don't.
And I do. Their last name is Overdorfer.
Overdorfer?
Yeah. Overdorfer.
And I call them something different every time I talk to them. I call them, what have I done? The overbangers, the overdrivers, the overdosers, the Oppenheimers. Like, hey, Oppenheimers, get over it. And they're good sports about it. They're like, oh, yeah, all right.
That's great. And so we did something similar. So we were basically on COVID lockdown here for all of last week into this week. Tomorrow's the first day that they're going back.
Oof. So you did get plowed out.
Oh, woof. It just warmed up and rained and melted everything finally.
Gotcha.
But it was pure ice for 7.5 days.
Jesus Christ.
We were stuck in the house. There's nothing we could do. It was like zero temperatures outside, ice everywhere. It was like, there's nothing. So my wife and I started playing a game where we would call my son, but we would just like say any other word but his name. And he answered every single time. It was hilarious.
Yeah, same pitch and tone.
Yeah, exactly. So I would be like, hey, blue microphone. And he'd be like, yeah. And we would just laugh.
Blue microphone?
I mean, I'm just making it up because of.
I stand in my daughter's doorway and yell, Amelia. And she still doesn't answer me.
Yeah. Oh, my son will answer to any word, which is kind of a little frightening. But it's the inflection. But it was just so funny because I was just like making up all kinds of names. And we're just like crying, laughing because he would answer every time. And then if he didn't say something, he'd be like, what? Oh, it was great. So that was my entertainment for, I went back to work on Monday. The kids were off Monday and today and are going back tomorrow.
They're going back to work tomorrow. That's good. That's good.
9 days. Yeah. I mean, I'm all about child labor.
100%. I've been teaching for the last 2 days, which means I've been staring at my computer and doing this for 9 hours.
Oh, let's do this for more then.
At a time, the last couple of times. But this is more exciting than me talking
to your
about
clients.
It's students that I've got.
Okay.
But this is much better. But that's also why it took me so long to get on tonight. It's because I put everything away because I was all downstairs in the fireplace room, and so then I put everything away and put it up here, and then I was like, oh yeah, we're drafting tonight. What time are we drafting? 7 o'clock. What time is it now? 6:41. Oh shit. And then right at that time, a person that I met that is an amazing human being that lives in Idaho that I played hockey with in Las Vegas last year messaged me. He's like, "Hey, Reed, it's Baker. How's it going? I'm going to be in Omaha for the draft tournament. What hotel should I stay in?" So I was like, "Oh, friggin' awesome." So I had to quick look up the hotel that's right by the rink and my house.
Nice.
And nice. Screenshot of the picture and circle it. See, like, hotel, rink, my house. Let's hang out.
That's nice. So,
my ADD brain went to when you said fireplace room. Like, Neil and I know what that means, but to anybody who doesn't know what that means, they're probably just picturing a whole room full of fireplaces.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Like in The Sims, you just put your Sim in there and then remove the door.
Fireplace, fireplace, fireplace. This is the fireplace room.
Oh. I love that there's a name for the language. It's called Simlish, is what they speak in The Sims world, which is great.
I hate that.
You hate it?
I just want to see what would happen if
fight.
I did
fuck
that.
You.
Fight! Like, that fight!
Oh, hard Reed's trying to add some like antagonistic stuff into the draft again. Let's do it. Let's get antagonistic as shit.
Oh, my antagonism is much more fun when you don't see it coming like usual.
Oh, that was great. We were, but that's the thing is we were all startled. We were startled out of it. We were like, oh.
Yeah, that was a low hanging fruit.
Oh.
Well, here's where I picked up on the recording. Right here.
Wait, did you just start recording?
Just now.
All right, that's fine. Oh, well. Whatever. Every day is a new adventure with the recordings. Yeah. Like the one that I forgot to record the video, that's the one I'm editing now. And
oh, Lord.
I got it all put together, I think, in the right timeline. Everyone seems like they're responding to each other, but I'm realizing without the video, I have no idea whether we're actually in time. So it's just like, I listened through a couple of things where the three of us were talking. I was like, I think that sounds like we're all responding in the right time. I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
Yeah. And yet here we are.
And here we are.
We made it. We made it.
Look at us. I'm recording now. I'm recording now.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Welcome to Three Guys Top Five, the Irreverent Draft Experience. Congratulations. You found us. I know you've been looking for us for a long time. You're like, hey, where can I go on the internet where I can hear three best friends of a really long time draft something, like anything? Let's come up with an imaginary scenario and find out what the top five of that situation would be. Well, it's fantastic. You've located us. And oh, you like liquid beverages as opposed to solid beverages. We do that too. Solid beverages, also called food.
Or ice.
Or ice. So welcome. We're glad to have you. Thanks for coming. We hope that you didn't start with the most recent episode, but if you did, this is what you get.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome, ye weary travelers to our tavern.
Welcome to season 4.
Yeah.
Episode 11. Or something. I don't know.
How great, how amazing would it be if Dan just nailed it? I think you might be really close.
Didn't we decide that seasons were by year?
Like, is it calendar year?
I
was doing fiscal year.
Fiscal. Oh, that's right, because then we talked about what a fiscal year was,
because it's big fucking money maker of this podcast. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I pegged that microphone a lot.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
You pegged it?
Pegging. Yeah. No, I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
No, because we thought the other thing.
I did.
Reed, what are you drinking?
In honor of the Oscars being nominated and Joe Maurer also being nominated, I'm having a Manhattan.
There you go. That makes total sense.
I was in Manhattan this past weekend with my folks who traveled in with two of their old couple friends to see some Broadway, because they had never been to New York to see Broadway shows. And at one point, so the two ladies of the group, both in their 60s and 70s, ordered beers, and my dad ordered a Manhattan, and he ordered a Rusty Nail, which is apparently a thing. It's apparently one of the favorite drinks of the old Rat Pack. And I had to walk up and be like, "Do you know how to make a Rusty Nail?" And the woman was like, "No." And so we Googled it together, and it was delightful. But they,
well, there
they,
you go.
Through the whole weekend, the two wives were getting beers and the guys were getting mixed and or frozen drinks, and the waiters just kept handing them to the wrong gender. And it was fantastic. Great. It was adorable.
Rusty Nail doesn't have Jack Daniels in it.
It can have any bourbon, and then it's Drambuie. It's kind of a 2-to-1 bourbon and Drambuie and over the rocks. And
it says Scotch and Drambuie.
Yes, sorry, Scotch, not bourbon.
Okay,
That's okay. That's all right.
I had to Google it that night.
I don't want our faithful legion of listener to be misled. On a drink.
Let's get the fact checker down here. Yeah.
No, we should get that right. That's definitely the correct. I'm having a root beer and I'm pouring vodka into it from my flask from Dan's wedding that he gave me.
Oh. I wish I didn't have a kid so I could have gone to that.
It was a good time.
Is that the only reason you wish you didn't have a kid?
Oh, I like my kid.
No, she's good.
We like our kids. Do we wish they didn't exist sometimes? Of course.
Yeah. Especially when I find out I could have had a flask like that.
Yeah. No. You'd have to trade Holden for this flask. No, I guess Amelia.
No.
It's Amelia. It's Amelia.
Yeah.
For that Amelia. Flask.
6-9-12.
Sorry, Amelia.
I needed this flask.
Oh, man.
Daddy needs his booze.
That could just be the tagline of this whole podcast.
Guys,
Daddy needs his booze.
I have been trying to cut way down on the alcohol consumption. I have been drinking water like crazy.
Good.
And trying to eat healthier. It's not working yet, but it's very early. But anyways, for tonight's purposes, I poured my first drink in about 5 days, which is impressive because I've been locked in this house.
The weekend too. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Good work.
I'm having a glass of white wine. Hey. Which white wine, you ask? Barefoot, because Franzia won't answer us.
Fuck Franzia. Oh. We're going barefoot until you sponsor us, bitches.
That's right.
Barefoot until we hear otherwise.
Exactly.
Teresa's going to be so upset. Like, I'm going to go downstairs and be real upset. We're no longer a Franzia house. We're now a barefoot
house.
They
never sponsored us, so we got to move on.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, teased me with an email and then never nothing. So
speaking of moving on,
you know who else makes boxes of wine, Franzia? Barefoot. And they're more economically friendly because they're smaller and they fit in your fridge better.
Yeah. And hey, Barefoot, like, at least you'd probably respond to like an 11 p.m. drunken email from Dan.
We're going
to
find out. We're going to find out.
At 11 o'clock tonight.
I'll be asleep. Oh, Lord.
Maybe they're on the East Coast. 11 o'clock's an hour earlier. You can make it happen.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs, I'm so excited. Oh, Lord, we're probably going to get blown out by this Baltimore team because they have no holes in their offense or defense. But
if you Patrick Mahomes, my friend.
I know, exactly. If he makes it to this Super Bowl, it will be the fourth in 5 years, which I was talking to a friend today at work. And it is nuts. I was talking to a friend today at work, and I said, if he makes this Super Bowl and wins this Super Bowl, he's undoubtedly on Mount Rushmore. Like, no question.
I'd agree, but it's also like, if he does, then you guys are the new New England
Dynasty.
Patriots.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady is a lock at the number one position.
No, I'm just talking about just like sustained excellence. That's rarefied air to have done that well for so many years.
Never not made an AFC championship game. That's bananas. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Really cool.
But I'm excited. So, anyways, should we get to this draft?
I suppose so. It's your draft.
Okay,
let's do it.
It is my draft, and I was racking my brain trying to come up with another topic, and it's very funny that you're using a pen right now, because my topic is top five. Tools.
Whoa.
And a tool is going to be completely and whatever you would like it to be. It is an instrument that aids you in some sort of assistance. And so go nuts. Everything is on the table. Top five tools.
Not, it could be, not pools.
No, with a not
T,
pools.
Not a P.
T. T.
Okay.
T. Tom.
Top five Toms.
Tom, not Toms. Patrick. Yes.
Tom Brady.
Top tools. Five Patricks.
Tom Patrick. Selleck.
Got it.
Patrick Warburton.
Patrick from SpongeBob.
St. Patrick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are both very good, good choices.
Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey. Yeah. Top five tools.
Patrick Sullivan.
I don't know who that is.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, I love him. Hey, Patrick.
So I believe I'm last.
Yeah, you are last. Yeah. I don't remember who's next.
That was the joke. I think I'm first, right?
Yeah, I believe you're. Yes, it was your. It was your draft last week.
Oh my goodness gracious! Yeah. I want to go. I'm going to venture out eventually.
Yeah.
Into a little more obscure territory, but I can't.
Of course,
I can't. Not if I have the number one pick in the tools draft, I'm taking the hammer, baby. I'm
taking the hammer. It's the number one pick.
It is.
It's the center. It's the center that hikes to the quarterback. It's the number one. I mean, you can't do anything without a hammer.
Without a hammer.
It's such an amazing tool that it's in a lot of slogans like dumb as a bag of hammers. If the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I mean,
hammer. Come on. Yeah. Hank Aaron. Are we talking about one of the greatest power hitters of all time?
Yeah.
Hammer's
really good choice.
Hammer would be my number one pick, 100%.
And you just look at it, you can't help but say, like, please, hammer, don't hurt him.
I somehow feel like I've been set up, but I also feel welcomed. Like, that joke had everything.
It's hammer, go hammer, MC Hammer, go hammer, and the rest can go and play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You guys are amazing. Yeah. This is proving why it's the number one pick. Hammer is the incredible.
It's its own MC.
Yeah.
Master of ceremonies, hammer? Come on.
Hello. Come on.
Can I tell you guys, we went down to Broadway in Manhattan this week, and we were like, we didn't have anything to do on Sunday night. So we went down to the like TKTS booth in Times Square where you can get like the last minute tickets.
Yeah.
And there's a play called The Play That Goes Wrong. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this, but it's essentially like they're doing a fake British murder mystery, but everything that could go wrong in a play goes wrong. Like the set is falling apart, an actress gets knocked unconscious.
Yes.
I have never laughed as hard at a stage play in my entire life. It's so funny.
Nice.
Oh my and gosh. Even before, that's wonderful.
So that's what made me think of this. Even before the play has begun, the stage manager, who's one of the actors, he's actually part of the cast, but he's the stage manager, is putting things together and he goes to hammer something and the top of the hammer falls off his hammer when he swings it once. And it is this is before the play started. It was so fucking funny because you were like, yeah, I can depend on a hammer. And then he swings it and the top of the hammer flies off. It's the funniest thing that's ever happened. It's so the hammer is. Mwah. It's delicious. I'm going to go shit. Tools.
Whoa.
Shit.
Anything, Neil.
I'm taking the camera.
Yeah.
It's a tool. It's useful for my line of work, but it's also useful for every single person of every single day of our lives these days. The camera, I mean, imagine living life without the camera in our pocket that we have now that we're used to. The camera overall.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's a great choice. It's a great choice. Hey guys, both of you.
I went on a long screed about live theater to pick a camera, which is very funny, but I think that's fair.
No notes, either of you.
Awesome. Move it along.
I've got some more obscure also, but I'm going to go with one of my personal favorites, and I do love some stuff that you can, you know, hammer some stuff. That's fun, and taking pictures. That's also a lot of fun. One of my favorite things to do, and I thought about this. This is one of the what would be the plural of impetus? Is there more than one plural? Can there be more than one impetus?
Impetuses.
Can there be more than one impetus, though? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Anyways,
yeah.
Regardless, everybody likes snacking. I like to snack, but what I also don't like is getting sticky fingers or Cheeto dust on my fingers or anything of the sort. I don't care for it because I don't like to lick it off and then put my hand back in the bag. I don't want to get up and go wash my hands. I don't want to wipe it on my clothes. It's just annoying to me. And the same goes for popcorn as well. I like to eat popcorn, but I don't like to just dig in and take a whole handful. I'm just weird that way. So what I like to do is to use chopsticks.
Oh.
A lot.
Okay.
And I think chopsticks could arguably be the most used tool in the entire world.
You might be right about that. Except that I think most countries use knives and forks these days. But
yeah, but think about how many Asian people there are.
I'd love to. I don't know.
the Eastern world.
Yeah.
They might still use knives and forks, but chopsticks everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So
it's a hell of a pick, honestly, for tools.
We'll use the fact checker to check that one out. But chopsticks. I love chopsticks. And I love that I know how to use chopsticks because some people don't. And it's like a fun thing that you know that other people don't know. It's common. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like a life skill, but it's a fun little trivial thing to acquire. So I'm gonna go with chopsticks.
Chopsticks, great pick.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick.
Yeah. Imagine eating sushi with a fork.
Oh, I can't. It freaks me out.
Well, I always give up with the chopsticks and just use my fingers. So,
which is what you're actually supposed to do. Yeah,
I know.
According to their culture, but yeah.
Okay.
But regardless, yeah. But noodles, and it's really good for snacks. Like if you just
never corrected me at Hero 88.
Well, and chopsticks are good for like things that you just don't want to get your fingers dirty with, like Cheetos or chips or pretzels and things like that.
Correct. So fun.
That's a good. So fun. It's a sneaky first round pick, and I love it.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
That's a good
pick. That's a really good one. Oh man. I've got this one on my mind. I've got this one on my mind. So I'm just
Well, this is going to be a big one.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm going to take the wedge.
Yeah. That's a great.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a great choice.
I'm going back to physics, the simple machine wedge. Uh-huh. With a wedge, you've got a doorstop. You have a knife. A knife is a wedge.
Does that mean I don't get knife? Because that was going to be my next pick.
I was going to pick knife, but I was like, what is the basis of a knife? It's a wedge.
It's a wedge. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Shit.
I think you can take that.
Also screws. Screw is a wedge around a spike.
Yeah. A nail is a wedge, like just separating wood to make it tighter together.
Yeah.
When underwear goes up my butt, that's a wedge. Oh, wait.
That's absolutely a wedge. Yeah.
I got a million in my freshman year.
Atomic wedge. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Front and back.
Yeah.
Just tearing the waistband right off. Yeah, I think I'm going with the wedge.
Oh, you've nailed it with that pick.
I love it, Reed. You're going super simple here and for now. And it's
that's the thing is
exactly what I wanted.
The widest possible berth of the category,
and I gave a huge category to work with. Yeah,
it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Well, this is a very easy pick, and I can't believe nobody's taken it. I'm taking the wheel.
Yep, that was
nobody take the wheel up until this point. I was going to take a knife.
I only had one pick.
Well, you know, I mean. I'm like over aggrandizing it because I just wanted to make a big pick, but I'm taking the wheel.
It's great.
That's a fantastic. Again, as soon as I said wedge, wheel was going to be next.
Because I'm at everything that it's so funny. I looked over and I thought, washing machine. What's cool about my washing machine? And I'm like, the spinning, the wheel, everything about the wheel, the circular wheel defines everything we do in this life.
It does. And what are you going to reinvent it? No.
Fuck you, and oh, I love you. That's my the greatest God, joke that's great. Ever been told on this podcast. That's
that was good. That was good.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. Man. I mean, it encompasses. And here's the deal. We may find tools through the rest of this draft that incorporate both a wedge or a wheel. I'd like to propose that they are valid for this because they're...
Yeah. Second.
They're the base of so many things, and it's great.
That's why in physics they're called the simple machines.
I love it.
I think there's five of them.
Well, don't tell us them now. They may come up later.
I could list three right off the... Yeah, but we'll go back to it.
Take one, no. Dan. It's your pick.
I don't want one because I want this one because this one was the other impeti for my for this draft because this is my most satisfying one. And I know you're not even supposed to do it this way, but I just fucking love it because it's so satisfying. When you get an itchy ear and it's deep down inside, what do you go get? A Q-tip. And you dig that shit out. And I fucking love it. Q-tips. Q-tips with number two. I'll fight anybody who says that's not a tool.
I like that this was your draft and you just have gone off the rails already on your own draft. This is the best. Hey, it's fantastic.
You know.
Yeah, just tools. Doing whatever the fuck you want. Like, Reed and I are conquering the Iron Age, and you're like, fuck it. God, I want chopsticks and Q-tips. It's great. It's a great pick.
Yeah.
Also, I love that on the box of Q-tips, it says, do not put in your ear. The one thing it's literally meant for that they know you're buying it for, they're like, we legally have to tell you that this is a terrible idea.
It feels so good.
But we're not going to stop selling them.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Because we've kind of cornered the market.
Yeah.
Because what is it? Listen, Q-tip is the brand, but what is it called outside of that?
Swab? Something swab?
It's a cotton swab, right?
Cotton swab, yeah.
But we could say like Band-Aid is a brand. What does that stand for? What is that? It's a bandage. So you know all these things readily. Like Kleenex is the brand name. What does it stand for? Oh, it's a fucking blow your nose shit. But Q-tip, you're like, oh, what is that? I don't even know. That's how good Q-tips are.
Exactly. That's right. Perfect branding. Perfect branding.
Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
This is good. I'm enjoying the hell out of this one. Reed.
Tools.
Neil, are you ever going to notice my name?
Oh, no. I noticed it a long time ago, but it never came up. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Okay.
That's my new Discord name, FYI.
For the reader at home, it says Rusty Neil. For the reader at home, I just said
I am a
for the listener.
Neil.
For the listeners at
the
home,
reader
and for the yeah, reader at home, for those
for the
you,
readers at home,
please
not listening
turn
to this
the page
podcast.
At the sound of the chime. there's a bar in Omaha called the Rusty Nail.
Of course, there is,
and they'd probably make it Rusty Nail.
They'd better know how. That would be really
that'd be
disappointing.
Great if that was their like one rule is they don't
I'm
make rusty
go
nails.
In there sometime just to order one.
Yeah, and they'd be
and
like, what
I
are you talking about?
And I'll report back.
It's like they're like the Radiohead rule. They're like, we don't play creep. They're like, we don't make rusty nails. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nice try. Yeah. We got you.
Yeah.
And I'll go, rats, spoiled again. And I'll store and I'll spin out of the door.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, tools, right? That's what we're still
tools.
Drafting those?
Tools.
We're still
tools.
On that?
Yeah. Now we're doing
tools.
Now we're doing pools.
Pools? No.
Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to pick. You know what I think is a fantastic tool?
Tell me, Reed.
Especially during the summer months when the sun is high in the sky, the brim of a hat.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It keeps the sun out of your eyes.
I like that. The brim of a hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm down
it
with that.
It serves one single purpose, and for that purpose, it is undefeated.
It's fantastic.
So, unless
it
the sun is low on the horizon,
also.
And then you're like, fucked.
Right. Then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Then get some sunglasses, asshole.
That's right.
Boom. So I'm taking sunglasses with my number three. Just kidding. I'm
I was going to say, sunglasses, yeah.
Honestly, I'm taking glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
Taking glasses. What a great. Okay.
As soon as I said that, I was like, glasses is better.
Oh my God.
Than
what
a
great pick. Like, until the last 15 to 20 years, which Reed and I have both had LASIK eye surgery, we would be wearing glasses to this day because you have to.
Yeah, my LASIK has uncorrected itself. My astigmatism came back, so I have to wear glasses sometimes.
Yeah, I have to wear cheaters just to, like, when I'm working on a computer long enough, because my muscles will get weary. My muscles will get very weary. So I have to wear just to take the strain off of my eyes. But, like, and again, like, it can do that. After my eyes were perfected vision-wise, I now get to use them just to, like, take the... Glasses are the greatest. And I think with glasses, I kind of get corrective lenses overall. I'm not, I would say so.
I don't like wearing glasses so much. Nobody likes wearing them, but anyone who
needs them would be...
They're essential.
Destitute without them. Like, you...
Correct.
Like, it's what a great invention we came up with a long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Oh, wow. No, I can't. Like, it's funny that your hat trim led into glasses because I'm very happy. As soon as I said that,
I was like, oh, that's my next pick. And so, Neil, you've taken like both of my next picks that I set up for myself.
I stole both of them straight
and
away.
I would gladly hand them to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
He read your signs. And he
saw it with his clear eyes.
That's right.
He Michiganed me.
Yep.
he Ozzie Smithed me. George Bretted me. Those were allegedly Ozzie Smith and George Brett were the two best sign stealers ever in baseball.
Oh, okay. Really? Well, I'd like to let me introduce you to the 2018 Houston Astros. Who won the World Series.
They didn't just steal signs. They banged a garbage can to let people know what was happening.
Freaking bananas.
Oh, speaking of being Oscar Day, did you know that I got a baseball card for Carlos Correa today, who was part of that horrible Houston Astros sign-stealing thing, but is now a member of the Minnesota Twins, so I've forgiven him forever. His name is Carlos Javier Correa Oppenheimer Jr. Yep. Go look it up. I got a baseball card the other day that had his whole name on the back, and I was like, this can't be true. Like, so Carlos Correa is Carlos Javier Correa Oppenheimer Jr.
That's my name, too.
So apparently he got a SAG Award nomination this year.
He's going to sweep.
He's going to have a lot.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
No. That may not make it in the cut, but I just thought that was
fascinating. I think that should totally make it in the cut. That's amazing. Great. Like, I literally froze. I was like, what?
The best part of his name is that he's a junior.
Then that's four names. His last name is Oppenheimer, and he's a junior. And he went by Carlos Correa for his professional career. And Carlos Correa is a great name. Great name.
Yeah.
Like, among athlete names, it's like very, it's solid.
Ooh, top five athlete names. That'd be a fun one. All right, my number three pick.
Here we go.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
It was bound to happen.
The greatest tool ever invented in the 20th century.
It's essential. It's essential for every single person living on the planet right now for anything they need to do. Like, if you don't have it, you can't do anything.
I remember when we first got rid of our house phone number and told my parents, hey, we don't have a house phone anymore. They were like, what? Yeah. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you do this? We're like, we're just going to give it a shot and see what happens.
This is how old we are. We had this conversation with our parents. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah. I don't like this.
I had to tell my daughter the other day that there was a time in my life when we didn't have the internet. And she went her eyes got huge. She didn't understand it. She's like, wait, what? And I was like, no, they're like, it's that new that, like, I did not have it when I was your age. It blew her mind.
Yeah, oh, if you didn't know something, you just didn't fucking know it.
You just didn't know it.
Or you had to go find an encyclopedia. Yeah.
You know what we called you? Dumb. We called you dumb.
because you couldn't memorize facts from a book that was on the shelf.
We didn't tell you that we didn't know it either. You were just the idiot that said you didn't know it first.
Yep,
that's right. So now you're dumb. Good job.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing, though. Speaking of cell phones and mobile phones and just data mining devices that we have on our bodies all the time, I don't know that we're better off.
We're not.
I had a big...
Oh, no, I would agree with that. Yeah,
I had a big conversation the other day. Laura and I were talking about different things, and I was actually talking with my parents. I was talking with my parents, and I just like when the internet happened late in our high school years in the late 90s, and we all got to be online, I remember thinking as a kid or a young adult that like this is going to solve everything because we are all going to be able to verify all information in real time. We're all going to be present for every single piece of information that's coming across, and we're all going to be on the same page. This is going to be incredible. I had no idea that there were going to be people that just willingly discarded all the information that we were getting, or just I'll definitely put myself in that position of saying, I put myself in certain echo chambers. Like I feel better when I hear the information I want to hear, so I get it. But like, I had no idea that like having all the information at our fingertips is going to make us further apart. I just didn't see that coming. And it's crazy to me.
I think we're further apart because we're very resistant to change. And I think there's a lot of people that like to live nostalgically. And I think, and it's not going to be in our lifetime, and it may not even be in our kids' lifetime, but I think that once there is nobody on this earth who didn't ever not have the internet, that it might be a better and more useful, I don't know.
Oh, no, I think you're right about that, because I think the younger generation is adapting to it better than the older generation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely. The younger generation, I remember just in basic things like social media, like the Gen Z kids were like, oh, no, I don't put these things on social media because that could affect my future. Whereas all of our boomer parents and us as Gen X are just like, I'm going to post all these pictures of me drunk at a bar 10 years ago. You know what I mean? And like Gen Z was like, no, I don't do that. Why do you do that? And I'm like, oh, you can kind of see it shifting, and you see the
they know how to be more responsible with it.
Yeah. Way more responsible.
Yeah. Because they grew up with it.
Right.
What blows my mind is that was your thought about it, Neil. My thought was, sweet, if I wait 5 minutes, I can download a short video of a goal from a hockey game two nights ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, it's all relative. The very first thing I did when I had steady internet access was download the South Park pilot. That people are like, oh, did you know they made a short video before South Park came out?
I remember that.
And I hit go on the download. We went to Waffle House, and 5 hours later, we came back to my dorm room and it hadn't downloaded yet.
Yeah. Do you remember the Troops short that they made? The Star Wars, that was a parody of Cops.
Yes.
And it was Troops, and it was all the stuff that happened in between the scenes of Star Wars. That was fucking brilliant.
It was, I mean, and the like the crazy thing was, like, you can just find these things. You can find them.
Yeah.
You can download them.
Yeah. You could see this. You're it now. You're behind the scenes.
That was crazy. Yeah. I mean, all of internet technology has come to the cell phone, which Dan has drafted, which is the greatest. The cell phone,
because it's not just, you know, it's not just the internet. It's like my wallet and my access to like literally everything. Like
I can send people money from us and your family.
Right. Exactly. I can check my bank statements. I can send people money. I can do, you know, a million different things by pushing a button. You know, I can buy stuff without ever having to leave the house off of the cell phone.
People used to write letters. And I can be like, hey, Dan and Reed, look at this shitty TikTok I found. Boop. Right. There it is in front of your eyes the minute I want to.
Yep. Boom. Exactly.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Great tool.
Fantastic. Great pick.
Good.
Great pick.
Great pick and good candidate for steal of the draft so far, I'm going to say.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what Reed has for number four.
I'll take the nomination, though.
Number four, listen. I'm drafting the ladder because I need to get up to higher spaces sometimes. How are you going to change the lights in your house without a ladder? Ladder for to climb.
Boom.
I don't need it.
Listen, not all of us are 11 to 12 feet tall.
Yep, I don't need a ladder in my home, mostly. Mostly, I don't need a ladder
mostly.
In my home.
Mostly.
Mostly.
But you're not always in your home. What if you're away from your home?
Why would I be changing a light in a place that's not my home?
I'm not saying you're changing a light. What if- I'm just saying you might need a ladder somewhere else.
Okay. I'm interested in this scenario when I need a ladder somewhere where I'm not at my home.
Well... what if you're trying to climb up to the top of a diving board at a swimming pool?
Well, okay. All right.
Boom.
Yeah, you got me.
You got me are there. At my house. You're at my house and a light goes out that's on the lofted ceiling. And I'm not home.
That's staying out.
Oh, yeah. If I'm at your house, I'm not changing shit. What are you asking me to do?
I'm not asking. You're like, out of the kindness of your heart, you're like, oh, I should probably
change the kindness of my heart, I pulled another beer out of your garage and I sit back down on the couch.
What if you're playing chutes and ladders? Are you just going to do all chutes? That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are imaginary. Yeah. They're imaginary. They're on a board. They're a drawing. No, I think the ladder's a great pick. I got to be perfectly honest. I think the ladder's a fantastic pick.
A ladder.
Because when you need one, you need one.
That's right.
Right? I was choked on a cherry.
Oh my God. Was it the maraschino cherries?
It was the very ones that Holden stole.
That was so great to hear. I loved it.
I thought you were saying you choked on that pick, and I was like, I wasn't going to agree, but I was just like, Reed, that's harsh. Don't be mean to yourself.
No, the ladder's been in my mind since Red Hood drafted the hammer.
Yeah,
it's a good ladder. One. It's a good one.
There's no corporate staircase. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's no corporate escalator or elevator.
No, that's true. Like, and everyone talks about pulling the ladder up behind you, leaving everybody behind in the dust. Yeah, the ladder is very symbolic.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I'm going to take the internal combustion engine. Because motors make go, and like, I mean, we've needed it for a long time. We've been using it for a long time.
Yep.
Isn't it kind of like the basis of every single, I mean, obviously we've moved past certain, like, you still need an engine even if you're working off of a solar power or whatnot. So
right. Well, and it led to the turbine.
Yep.
Engine and
yeah
I mean,
great choice.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Fantastic.
Planes, trains, and automobiles, you know, it's what we needed to get around. So
yeah. Boom. Like two internal combustion engines and a turbine engine. That's what that movie could have been called.
I'm gonna call it that every year we watch that at Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, let's rename movies.
No, I have nothing more to say about it other than that it's very important to everything we do. So I'm sending it on to Dan.
Highly important. All right. I'm gonna go with a recent favorite of mine, just because I have never had one until I started my job. And now that I have one, it's pretty much my favorite thing just because it makes me feel, you know, like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the fucking chainsaw.
Had it on my board.
Yep. I'm taking the goddamn chainsaw. It's so fun.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so goddamn efficient.
It's, oh my gosh, it's glorious.
It's so fun.
Can I tell you guys that like efficiency like makes me horny? I love things are so fucking efficient. And the chainsaw is just that. It's like I'm gonna spin the blade instead of you having to do it with your it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That does that does motivate me for my number five, but do we want to do a recap first?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Do we want to take a break and recap? Because I need a little more root beer in my glass.
Go ahead. I'm good right now. You go ahead.
I'm good. I got to switch to water because it's time to start fasting.
There you go. All right. Then we're calling it a break. I'll be right back. Dan, I'm only telling you this because I love you and the Chiefs won. I was kind of rooting for the Bills because
everybody was.
Because
everybody
it's was. Like, what a great story with like the Bills Lions Super Bowl would have been like just story-wise so fun.
Sure.
And then, but then when that happened, the Bills took over on the 20, I'm like, fuck that, go Chiefs. I was just like, bullshit. Like, that is fucking horrible. And Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback that's ever played the game. He's just incredible.
He's ridiculous. He is amazing.
I dare say he's the Joe Mauer of football.
I'm still a big Drew Brees fan.
Who's the... All right, let's talk about the best quarterbacks of our favorite teams. Dan's got Pat Mahomes. You've got That's Drew Brees. And I've got Randall Cunningham for 1 year.
You got Kirk Cousins.
We have never had a good quarterback. Never.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, Franny.
I wasn't alive.
Oh, fair.
And he didn't win a Super Bowl, so fuck him. All right, so we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
So here we go. Dan took in order the chopstick, the Q-tip, the cell phones, and the chainsaw, which an incredible. Neil took the camera, the wheel, eyeglasses, and the internal combustion engine, which is just a funny thing to say at the end of all that. Reed took the hammer, the wedge, the brim of the hat, and the ladder, and we're waiting to hear what he's going to take with number five.
Oh, I'm so ready.
So I had one in mind, but then I realized I already picked it.
Okay.
Because I was going to take the axe, but I already have the wedge.
Yep, you got the wedge, so you have axes. You have knives.
So now I have to rethink my entire life.
Oh, my God. There's only like three more tools in the whole world, too. I don't know what you're going to do.
I know. I'm stressed about it.
Three tools top fives right here. Here we go.
Three tools. God damn it. That's so good, Dan. It's so good.
That's what this episode's called. So accurate also.
Do it.
Listen.
Man.
We had a long discussion about it.
Oh.
And... life would not be the same without it.
Okay.
And so we all owe a tip of the brim of our hat to Al Gore for inventing it. I'm going to take the internet.
I didn't hear what you said.
Internet.
Oh, the internet. Okay.
Yeah. Al Gore invented it. Yeah. How did you not know what he was talking about?
Yeah. Al Gore invented a lot of things.
Did he?
Yeah, I think the internet. Yeah, I think
global warming.
It's an amazing tool. Yeah. It's a fantastic tool. I use it for work. I teach over it. I do work over it. I'm able to do work across the state. I've done work across. We're doing this across the country right now.
I was going to say
thousands of miles away from each other.
The three guys could not exist without the internet. So
I was wondering how we've been doing this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was wedges, Wedges.
I thought magic.
Wedges and wheels. Wedges and wheels, baby.
Wedges and wheels sounds like
wheels. Shoots and ladders knock off.
It's a wedges and wheels. Oh, my God. It sounds like a mid-2000s.
You have to climb up the wedge and then you fall down the wheel.
Song, yeah. The wedges and wheels.
Yeah. It sounds like a mid-2000s band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wedges and wheels. Oh, it's good.
Shovel and ropes. Down. Opening for wedges and wheels. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's gonna be like Neil and the Wedges,
ooh,
Dan and the Wheels.
Well, that's the thing is all the bands that were happening in the mid 2000s when that was happening, they wouldn't put a name in it. They'd be the Wedges and the Wheels,
right?
The head
They'd
and
be the
heart.
Wedges and the Wheels, yeah, and yeah.
Oh, it's really good. It's really really good, and I hate that I'm gonna crush everybody's pick.
Are you
crush it? I'm gonna crush it.
Are you?
The cup.
I.
How had, do you deliver thought, delicious liquid to your mouth and your body without the cup? And
chopsticks.
Here's a little bit of a unexpected benefit.
Listen,
from this
if you arrange your wedges in the correct way,
if you make a big enough cup, do you know what you get?
A pool,
a bucket.
How did I not?
I'm taking. Cups and buckets.
Get
the buckets. Everything that has liquid, which the buckets are tailor-made for, a big cup is a bucket. So I'm taking buckets with my fifth pick. I didn't realize until halfway through I was doing it that I was like, oh, I can get buckets just now. But cups. Cups is my main pick, but I'll take buckets as a side pick.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love
cup
that.
A giant, bucket's a giant cup. Yeah.
You gotta get liquid from one place to one place, one way or another. Buckets are big cups. That's the new Wedges and Wheels single.
Buckets are big cups. Cups are small buckets. Yeah.
There you go.
My goodness.
Happy gracious. With that last pick. Dan, take it away.
I mean, you stole the show with buckets.
I've never taken buckets pick.
He red herringed us with telling me that I had the steal of the draft when he knew all along he was going to do the steal of the draft.
I didn't until I was doing it.
It was a classic ruse, and you fell for it.
I didn't know.
No, it's so good. I don't appreciate
your ruse, Neil.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've got a little list in front of me, so I'm just going to take the funniest tool of all time.
Okay.
It's hilarious because it's necessary, but it's also, it just has the best name of any tool that was ever invented. Because look, boop, boop, boop. You know what I just did there?
No.
I used my stud finder.
Did you just point it at all three of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Also, yeah. One of the best dad jokes of all time.
Absolutely. Give me the goddamn stud finder.
Oh, I think the stud finder is like the heart of the three guys, top fives.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. If I can't have buckets, give me a stud finder.
I stole the buckets and you just made us all studs.
That's the name of Dan's autobiography. If I can't have buckets, give me the stud finder.
Three guys just making lists. Three guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives.
You won, but also I won.
I'm happy with my list, and here's what I think we should do. Like, we should come back next week and tell each other what we built with our tools.
Oh, it's a great idea. Well, Reed has hammer, wedge, brim of a hat, ladder, and the internet, so he can make fucking anything.
Oh my god, anything.
I have a camera, a wheel, glasses. Glasses are kind of a camera, too. So
you're Inspector Gadget, basically.
I know, a little bit. Internal combustion engine and cups/buckets. And then Dan has chopsticks, Q-tips, cell phones, a chainsaw, and a stud finder.
So mine's going to be like a third.
Tend me with a good time.
Mine's going to be a
No, let's think about it. Don't say it now, Dan.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're going to come back next week.
No, I just said mine's going to be a third grade like science fair project. Yeah. So you use those Q-tips in a really interesting manner. Yeah, I glued them all together.